Good morning. Sabah al-khair. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, I wish to thank the Working Party for having elected me as chair of its 89th session. I also wish to welcome and congratulate my good friend, Ms. Anna Barbarzak, on her election as the vice chair com reporter for this session. I look forward to working with her and with all delegations to ensure that we have a fruitful meeting. I wish also to thank the former chair, Mr. Augustin Navarro de Vicente Gela, if I pronounced it well, of Spain for the excellent work he has done for the 88th session of the Working Party. And I wish that my job will be a continuation of yours. Let's now take up item 2, adoption of the agenda and organization of work. The provisional agenda and its corrigendum for this session is contained in document TD/B/WP/334 and core 1. So may I invite the Working Party to adopt the agenda? I see no objection. It is so decided. I have to say that I was always interested in using this thing here, so it's worth the the experience. So we move to the organization of work. As we all know, the Working Party has to consider one substantive item, namely item 3. Which is review of the draft UNCTAD program plan and performance information for the year 2026, part A of the proposed program budget. We have at our disposal 3.5 working days to complete our task, consider and endorse the main document under consideration. A program of meetings has been circulated to all delegations in order to guide us in our work and facilitate the preparation of the substantive part of our report. We shall, as much as possible, follow this program and make every effort to use the conference resources most efficiently and effectively. As indicated in the program, there will be no Working Party meeting on Thursday, and the closing plenary is scheduled for Friday morning. I expect that to allow regional groups and coordinators to hold informal consultations on the agreed outcome for this session. This morning, we will start with an opening statement by Mr. Pedro Moreno, Deputy Secretary General of UN Trade and Development. This will be followed by general statements by regional groups and member states. After that, we will convert the session into an informal session. We will start the consideration of the 2026 program plan with remarks by Mr. Adnan Issa. We will then consider the program plan sub-program by sub-program. I will invite member states to make comments and ask questions after introductory remarks have been made on a sub-program. Representatives from each division will be on standby to answer your questions. I expect that we would be able to finalize the consideration of all sub-programs by tomorrow afternoon, and that Wednesday could be used by regional groups and coordinators to hold informal consultation on the agreed outcome of this session. Once we have considered all the sub-programs, I will ask the Secretariat to revise the 2026 draft program plan, taking into account the comments received from regional groups and member states during our review. Proposals for text changes should be made, if possible, when we review a specific sub-program, or alternatively, they should be communicated to the Secretariat shortly after we have concluded the review of a sub-program. When you receive the revised draft, please keep in mind that the document is subject to a strict format and length imposed by the New York process. The revised version will be circulated as soon as possible after we have concluded the consideration of all 5 sub-programs. My hope is that we can have a revised draft by Wednesday at noon. Under this item, I also plan to prepare a short paper with draft agreed conclusions and to circulate it tomorrow morning. For item four, the Secretariat will circulate today a draft provisional agenda for the 19th session of the working, sorry, for the 90th session of the Working Party, with a view of approving it on Friday morning at the closing plenary. The report of this session will include a chair summary of the statements made during the plenary meetings and agreed outcomes, as well as procedural matters. I hope this organization of work is agreeable to all. I see no objection. It is so decided.
I should use this, no?
It now gives me a great pleasure to invite Mr. Pedro Moreno, Deputy Secretary General of UN Trade and Development, to make an introductory statement. Mr. Moreno, you have the floor.